Kwamanje asiye lapha ku sisiqethekazi Febana azosibusisa ngamazo kuphila amazwi azos encourage sesiqethekazi sawubona.
Hello Zizi.
Unjani?
Ngiyaphila kanti sisinkosi
nathi kunjani? Hayi nathi siphilile. Sibulawa ukushisa thina ngala ePretoria. Ngihambe ngalapha ekseni linetha izulu mingifika la ePretoria. It's so hot.
Ayi ayi
yeah. Iweather I on and off. On and off.
Yo a and
Lisanetha namanje.
Usanetha nangoku.
Wow.
Ubekaweni yanini?
Ha. Ngiyakubingelela unjani? Amen. Ngiyangithokozisa ukuthi nakulolu suku sizophinda sithole i word of encouragement. Usiphatheleni namhlanje?
Okay, thank you so much. Baphulaphuli, I would like to encourage namhlanje under isihloko kanye heading ethi remain in him. Now when I am looking kweligama lithi remain, lithetha ngento mhlawumbi ebeloto, it means that to continue, like continue staying in him. So now this heading suggests that zikhona ii-possibility zokuba ngaba umntu angafuna ukuhamba okanye angafuna ukuphuma, but now ithi remain in him. Now ke ndiza kucacisa uba why you have to do that. Now xana sijonga uJohn 16 sifumana uYesu esizobela wafanekiso, or he draws umfanekiso of the vine, umthi wevine, also athethe ngevine dresser, athi ubawo yivine dresser, yimi yivine, then ubawo yivine dresser, athi thina we are the branches of the vine. Now ukhuthaza kakhulu ukuba ngaba sihlale kuye. Uthi kwivesi, I think yesibini, uthi i-branch engashelanga, uthi branch that does not produce fruit, ubawo cuts it away. Uthi, and that is understandable. Nathi ka sicinga sivele sikhomba, okay, it does not produce food, so ihleleleni, it's okay, you can cut it away. But now, uthetha into that puzzles our mind, kwivesi elandelayo, uthetha into esenza uba sibe nombuzo. Ithi la vesi ilandelayo, kwiFirstians, uthi yona ke that bears fruit, uthi he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit. Now we ask, well, it is produced, nje, but why is it easy? Why does it have to go through a pain? Put it so that it may bear more fruit. Now, I want to talk with Umphulaphuli Oti. I do not understand what I am going through. I do not understand the pain that I am feeling, because it's not like in the environment. It's not like I am outside the house of God. Descending guy over. I am trying to get my life together. But now I don't understand the pain that I am feeling that is coming from God. I want to encourage you. This is a process of pruning. Now, when we send the pruning, it is the removal of parts as the branch and as in a snake. Another definition, it is about in those that are dead upper in the branch. Now these parts, they are being removed. The reason why God is pruning you, the reason why it is for you to grow, you are experiencing the growing pains, it's for you so that you may produce more than the things that you are producing now. Now, remove izinto in you that unexisting here. Izinto ezingasafunekiyo kuwe. Now, he removes them away. It's more like the process of transformation. You know, when God changes you into being like him, you know, So it is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy for you to detach from something. You know, detachment is very hard. But when God doesn't like certain things about us, He has to remove them so that we be a lento as it is so that we may bear much fruit. When I was reading this, I thought of what are these fruits? Now, this is Fumana in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22. We talk about the fruit of the Spirit. It is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The reason why we are being pruned, it is for us to reproduce. It is for reproduction. Also, why do we have to reproduce? So that we can be known by the world that we are drawing. Our point of our thought is in Jesus, so that we may be known that we are drawing from Him. You understand that uti kwa nyumbao. Uti we vine cannot produce corn. Ati no uti wa neva cannot produce grapes. Akukwazi kwenzeka iti began. But our grapes will produce grapes. Our neva will produce neva. Na ati nge kamo zeki siye sibona kaluba singa bake. Uti Utibaya kunya niya kubabona ngezikhamo zabo. Now we recognize njengabantu bakayethu if we produce. Also for purpose zokusetyenziswa nguThixo. You know, kangake ngoku seyigqityiwe ukuphunwa le vine isiproduce as fruit and produce even more. Ziza kusetyenziswa kuzawukwenziwa iwayini. Ikuhambe yonke iprocess ikwenziwe yonke into edingeka yonke into ethiphume kwii-grapes ngoso yona inyamezele the process of pruning. Yes, it is not easy, yes, it is painful, but it is for your own good. Uthi kwenye indawo, He works everything for our own good. You know, you may say that iminyam namhlanje imbi because I want you to change in the Lord Jonganga. Even now, even in the pain, He's still working. He is working for your own good. I want you to embrace this process because ukuphuma kwakho apha uzawuphuma namandla matsha. Ukuphuma kwakho apha uzawuphuma netestimony. Sometimes ukuthetha nje nabantu akuzisi tshintsho. But now when when you have an experience, now you are sharing life. There is something more powerful than the words that you are speaking. As a transformation, as a banamanja ulomto that you are encouraging. Now, as abazalwane, we have to accept in the age, in our different levels, zokukholwa, we will go through the process of pruning. I am very fruity enough. Now, why am I still feeling the pain of pruning? So that you may bear more fruit as God will. Now, I wanted to endure. As we are enduring, in Him. Even if He slays me, even if He delays me, I will never let go. I can scarcely suck a kuye singa suck a fig. This is the safest place for us because lento inempilo zethu inempilo zabantu bakaThixo. Now we have to remain and trust God in this process of the pruning.
Wow. Yazi ngiyakuzwa lapho uthi ususa konke okuwukuthi akuproduce ithelo esithola lapha ku Galatians okuthando patience konke lokho okuwukuthi kuyithelo ezikamoya And then uma eyisusa kusho ukuthi uzo replace ake ngalezi okuthi zizoletha ngathini impumelelo empilweni ya empilweni yakho.
Yey.
Izinto ezingabalekile uyayisusa bese u replace ngalezo ezibalekile.
One thing is bahle ofingafuni ebusuku is detaching because thina asina we are not in a place of seeing the whole view.
Yeah.
Okay, we could point of view ebhekele uThixo bonayo. You know, we are holding on to these things because they are precious to us. You know, but God has something when we are talking of the replacement.
So uma kukhona abantu afuna kubasusa empilweni yakho unganqabi vuma.
No.
Uma kukhona izinto afuna ukususa kuzona ungabambeleli suka.
No.
Kulowo msebenzi ongadingeki kuwona ungahlali uma kungasahlaleki suka.
Suka.
Hey.
And trust God for your healing. Because ukudithatha no fanele kuzenge ngibandiphetha umhlambi kwamaphepha adileneyo okanye iyaphepha imali yaselwe entweni ngento ethile na when it detaches from that thing kuba khona ukuxobuka part of that material izawusheke phepha mhlawumbi nepart yelaphepha iseke kulalantika so kuza kuba buhlungu. It's not easy for you to let go of things that you are used to. But I want to tell you, Bangaba, you don't like in the king. You do not need it. You need God, and you need whatever God says you need.
Yeah. Wow. And uma kuza kubantu ke bazalwane sicela ukuthi ningayithathi ngendlela okungasiyona ukuthi mhlambe uma kudingekile ukuthi umuntu asuke empilweni yakhe asisho ukuthi kumele umzonde uyamthanda kodwa akangabi ingxenye yempilo yakho.
Yes.
Akangabi obstacle. Yes. Sure. Oh, sasicebe cethekazi, thank you so much ngalamazwi. Uthi asihlale kuJehova, siqhubeke sihlale kuye ukuze azosibonisa futhi azosusa izinto ezingadingeki ezimpilweni zethu. Powerful. Utholakala kuphi uma ungekho la emoyeni?
Ngiyakholakala ku WhatsApp, ngiyakholakala ku Facebook. Ngaku Instagram ku Facebook bese ngasibhana ngaku Instagram ngonjalo WhatsApp inamba yami 060 465 6698.
Asiphinde sihlangane futhi evikini elizayo ngithi
thank you so much Bahle for having me. Thank you nakuni baphulaphuli for continuing to listen.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Ngikuphelezela ngoThami Mvelase uthi ngiza kuwe baba.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.